Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast. The only podcast where, you know, we have too much time to think, but if we're telling you you have too much time to think, there's an issue. That works. I like that. Welcome to the show.
That's an interesting opening, Zach.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very, very foreshadowing. Yes, I understand. Very, very foreshadowing. Before we get into today's episode, make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We're plugging those again. Why? Because you got to follow us. Why? Because Mike still needs a webcam. If we could get those four accounts to over 100 followers each, I get Mike a webcam.
Oh, God.
Mike, do you want your webcam to have a cup holder with it too?
Of course, get me the American version.
The American version. No, the American version comes with a very large gas station soda, a M9 Beretta firearm. God. Which is Italian, by the way. It's not an American gun.
Can you explain what your profile picture is today?
Oh, this is from a this is from a board game that I used to play.
What's the name of the board game,
Was
Mike?
It?
Delta Green.
Oh, I've heard of it once or twice because when I was a kid, my dad thought the best board game to get me would be Axis and Allies, which is a very hard board game when you're in middle school.
Isn't that like the game that was on Big Bang Theory or something?
I think it was on
I
feature.
Think he played it out there.
I think they featured because like Sheldon was going nuts about it. Like that game is so hard to understand. You might as well just play like Civilizations.
Can I make a quick proposal?
Yes.
Until we get to those 100 followers in each one, guys, please do it anyway. Is it possible, Mike, every time you're on the podcast, can you just change your profile picture to something different?
Sure, why not?
The profile picture of the week.
just to keep things spicy, you know?
Keep it interesting, Mike. Don't ever change.
Yeah.
Find these obscure board games. Next time I want a profile picture from Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, I will.
I'm really digging here, but let's get into today's episode, because if you could tell by the title of this, some of you are toxic. Some of you right now listening are very toxic, but not as toxic as some of these other people on the internet. I don't think we have toxic people who listen to us. Like, we don't have toxic fans. I don't think so. Everybody's pretty chill. They're like, yeah, good job.
Zach kissing us so we get to those 100 followers.
God, I'm trying to do my thing. 100 followers.
I'm sorry.
Well, the plug was supposed to last for 2 minutes, so I guess we made it. Anyways, some of y'all have too much time to yourselves because recently, now this is not a new thing, but it just came up at the right time. Recently, if you've been watching the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series on Disney Plus, the person who plays John Walker, this is not a spoiler, the person who plays John Walker, Wyatt Russell, is like playing the new quote-unquote Captain America, which is taken from multiple comic book arches and timelines and stuff like that.
It's canon.
But the actor, Wyatt Russell, has been getting death threats, so many death threats, to the point where he deactivated all of his social media. And he was on, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, it's all gone. You can't find it now. He deleted it. Which is not the first time an actor has been bullied off social media, but
sadly not the first.
Sadly not the first. Unfortunately, will not be the last, depending on how things go. But let's talk about this. I mean, Mike, I know you've been watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Have you been watching that at all, Hannah? Or
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really not a crazy Marvel person.
Right.
But everyone's been telling me, go watch WandaVision, like, as an actor and just loving movies.
Yes.
Like, go watch it. And everyone's telling me, go watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Is that the order it goes in?
Yeah.
But they were like, go watch this. I'm like, I don't know enough about these. I've seen First Avengers, the Thor movies, Infinity War, and Endgame. that's it.
That's quite the jump around.
It very much is a jump around. I watched Infinity War literally on the way to the theater to see Endgame. Literally on the way. So I unfortunately don't know a lot about it. But I got the gist of what's going on so far.
Yeah, not to give spoilers or anything, because there's some people who don't watch it as soon as it comes out. This is the other thing I hate too. This when it first started coming out, March Madness was going on, so people were sneaking in spoilers with their March Madness tweets, and I was
Oh,
really mad
God.
about that. So some of y'all are toxic for death threats, some of y'all are toxic for bullying, and some of y'all are toxic for spoiling shit
So
because.
just to be clear, we're talking about toxic fandoms, right?
Yeah, like fans are
Per
toxic,
toxic
but
fan bases.
fans are toxic, period, it
We're
seems
like
like.
toxic sections, like that sort of
Yeah,
thing.
like internet
Right,
cults,
okay.
I don't know. That's what we're basically doing. I'm trying to poke some bears here. I've not been very successful in poking bears, so I'm gonna start
We were
poking
discussing before we
them.
started the show that we haven't poked a whole lot of bears on this show in the past year that we've been on. We poked a few conservative bears, but today we're poking all the bears.
Poke a lot of bears, see what you get.
Pick up, hibernation's over. It's springtime.
It's gotta be
Yeah.
May. Get over here.
It's gonna be May.
But in the serious note, yeah, the actor Wyatt Russell, who is a very phenomenal actor, who is also the son of Kurt Russell, so lineage
Oh.
of a good start of lineage for great actors. He got
Gonna be a
bullied
cult
off.
classic guy again,
I
so.
know. He got bullied off of social media. He got so many death threats. He had to tell like his agent to put out a presser saying, "Hey, I had to delete my shit." Some of y'all are taking this a little too seriously.
Long story short,
Like,
bitches be crazy.
bitches be crazy. Like, I
you
get
can't
it.
tell what's reality and what's fake anymore.
I know, because the thing that I remember is that these people who like really have some of these people really have nothing going on at all. Like, there's absolutely nothing. And it's not just like comic book stuff. It's not like Star Wars, which we'll talk to about later. This is literally like if you're part of any fandom on the internet, I have to assume it's toxic. Oh.
We were too toxic for Mike, I
I guess
guess.
so. He dropped the call.
Well, yeah, it was too toxic. You froze on my end.
Oh, so toxic that we froze. We're ice cold right now. This is not a hot take. This is a warming up in the oven take.
It's a glacier take.
Ooh, but it sunk the Titanic, so. But, he had to put out a presser to his agent and be like, "Look, I'm not being on social media for a while. You guys are too much." And,
I don't blame him.
well,
Yeah.
if you actually, if you understand it from, a character point, from an actor point, he is trying to, the audience is not supposed to like him. They make him, he stands against everything Captain America actually stood for in the movies and stuff. So they're
It's the
doing a good.
character. You guys
Exactly.
can't attack a real life person because something a character's doing. He's just doing his
Exactly.
job.
He literally got picked to do this job, and I think he's done a really good job playing the character, because if you actually understand the character, wait, the thing about these TV shows, you need to understand these characters a lot more than before. Because if you know the comics and then you go into the MCU, it's like you know some things about this character, but this is a new timeline, so it's confusing as fuck is what it is.
It's
But
not a new timeline, Zach. It's the
I
multiverse.
know, but the for Wyatt Russell's
Sorry, I'm being a
situation,
toxic fan.
yeah, being toxic, ew, that's gross. Anyways, for Wyatt Russell, he's doing his job, which is to play this Captain America that people don't like. Like, that's the point of the character, which is fine. But if he's getting death threats over it, that's really shitty. It really is. And
Yeah.
he's not the first one. Like, I mentioned Star Wars a little bit ago, but Star Wars had a big issue with that, especially with the women.
Oh God.
With the women in Star Wars, it was
Happened with
ridiculous.
Kelly Marie Tran. It's literally the
Yeah,
same thing
happened
with
with
that with
Daisy
Wyatt Russell,
Ridley too.
but plus
Yeah.
racism, basically.
Oh, well, that one
This
was
is
racism
what
too.
I was talking to a friend about this episode earlier, and mentioned probably one of the big ones we're going to talk about is Star Wars. And like he's not really into Star Wars. He hasn't seen Star Wars. But he said to me, he goes, I don't think I've ever met anybody that's like that or that's obnoxious about being a Star Wars fan. I'm like, well, it's probably because you're not a fan of Star Wars, so you don't really talk too much about Star Wars with people. But I've dated quite a few people that were in the Star Wars, like my boyfriend from high school. His whole family loves Star Wars. I took him to see episode 7 when it came out in theaters around Christmas. But he was never like, shame on you for not liking Star Wars. Like, he wasn't an asshole about it. But like my college boyfriend after this one, like, was always like, you need to see it. And like, he shoved it down my throat. And the point I was bringing up, so I've seen both sides as somebody who doesn't watch Star Wars, but I was explaining to him, I'm like, this is the OG toxic fan base. Like, this is really one of the first franchises in entertainment, if you will, because I mean, it was the '70s when Star Wars came out, right? Like mid to late
70s and 80s.
So there's so much in this story that you can go off of, and people are so fascinated, and as they should be, as somebody who loves movies and just entertainment in general. It is something people should study and be fascinated with, but there's so much for people to take in and obsess with, to the point where some of these fans, their whole personality is loving Star Wars. And if you misquote it or something, they'll be, well, actually, and the people get in full-blown fights about Star Wars. Yeah. So this is the OG toxic fan base, whether they're talking about script, George Lucas's influence on the Disney versions, The Mandalorian, the whole Baby Yoda thing. Oh, but that was a huge thing. Do you guys remember people would bitch about us calling the child Baby Yoda? It's like, it's not Baby Yoda. Like, we know it's not.
We know it's not Baby Yoda, but Baby Yoda is like the funny name. Like, if that's how you know the character, that's how you know it.
It's a Baby Yoda is an absolute, a very recent prime example of that. All the people that were mad at us for calling the child, I don't remember, what is his actual name?
Grogu.
Yeah, see? Somebody would have bitched me for not knowing the name. But when we would call the child Baby Yoda in the very beginning, people would be like, why aren't you calling it its actual name? It's not. Like, there were people like that, and I vividly remember this.
Yeah.
So whether it's racism, Baby Yoda, like, we're going to hear this about Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to beat up Star Wars in a little bit. Mind you, there will be a Star Wars episode at some point, because we are going to talk about what we like and don't like in the future.
I guess I brought it up too soon. You got me on my rant way too soon.
I've got a whole list.
But that's a whole episode. That's how big Star Wars is. It's like, it's its whole episode that we're going to dedicate.
That's my whole point about the fan base. That's my whole point. Like, it's so big that, like, there's always going to be those fans that are pissed off about something in Star Wars.
But in terms of, like, toxicity, like some of these people have way too much time, and then you're right, it turns into their personalities. Because I have met people that all they are is like Star Wars fans, and they have nothing else. Those people I tend to not get along with, because they have no actual personality. Like, what are you outside of Star Wars? If Star Wars did not exist, if George Lucas did not create Star Wars, who are you?
What are your hobbies?
What are your hobbies?
What are your goals in life? Do you have a 401k?
Better yet, why are you? But like, these people have way too much time. From, mind you, the podcast I brought you, Too Much Time to Think series, is telling you, if this is your whole life and you gotta go bully actors and directors and studios and stuff because you didn't like one thing, then you have too much time on your hands. You should go do something else, read something else, watch something else. I'm telling you right now, there's plenty out there. I love Star Wars, but I'm not part of that fan base for a reason. Where they're like, when someone's like, oh, do you like Star Wars? I'm like, yeah, I like watching it, but like, I'm not like, I refuse to dive in, because I know if I dive into that pool, I'm not, it's a cesspool. It's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're going to beat up Star Wars a lot on this, because that's like the most toxic one besides the Republican Party. I'm sorry, but that's really
the toxic one in the entertainment industry. Exactly. Oh, wait, so we are bringing up the Republican Party?
No, not poking bears, round bears.
Okay.
It was just a joke. I'm making a jab. See if anybody paying attention. No politics.
So we why not?
Because I said so. We got to keep going on this topic.
Zachary.
But.
Has such a good example. But fine.
Mike, you brought up Kelly. Is Kelly Marie Tran? Or did I write her name?
Kelly Marie Tran.
Yeah.
She played Rose Tico in Last Jedi.
And mind you, I disagree with how they used her character, but I'm not going after the actress.
Can you guys briefly describe this character? I haven't seen Star Wars.
Well, she comes up in The Last Jedi, and then she's completely backseated in Rise of Skywalker. Basically, I think the way they were trying
to... She's a plot device.
She is. She's an entire plot. Like, you know that supporting character that's just, like, one plot point, and then they fade to the back? Like...
Isn't that pretty much Finn?
Well, that's...
Star Wars, wasn't he one of those, too?
No, he's one of the God. More...
John Boyega deserves so much better.
John Boyega got screwed on that whole Star Wars. We're not trying to make this a Star Wars. The point is that, like, they used her for a plot point and a potential love interest for Finn, but nobody liked it because it felt so forced, and it got to a point where she got completely bullied. She got racist comments, sexist comments, death threats, like, tons of death threats.
Is she the Chinese one?
She is the Asian Chinese one. Actress? I think she is. She is.
I think we should. I think she is. She is the Asian one. I don't think we should identify just in case, because we don't know.
If I'm wrong, sure. I apologize. But
yeah.
But no, I do remember a lot of that coming out in the press when the movies were out.
I think Daisy Ridley said something on her Instagram, and then she got the flack too. So they tried to stand up for each other, and like, no, mind you, nobody else was standing up for them. I mean, like, I think John Boyega, like, said something too. He got bullied for it too, but he didn't delete any of his shit.
He's the one that played Finn, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. He's been very vocal since the end of the trilogy.
I believe in the next, like, 10 years, there's going to be some, like...
I'm not scared of Disney.
There's going to be some documentary put out done by... Who would do a documentary? It's like it's like the shit show behind the J.J. Abrams Star Wars trilogy, like...
Bro. Michael Monroe's frozen head.
There you go.
Well, no, not Michael Monroe, Michael Moore. Never mind.
Michael Moore.
Oh, I knew who you meant, too. Yeah. I just...
Anyway, the point I was trying to make is, why bully these people? Like, you know, I'm not going into random offices and bullying people because they got something wrong in, like, the checkbook, or they filed the wrong piece of paper. I'm not going into these offices like, Cheryl, you filed the wrong paperwork. I fucking hate you. Go kill yourself. Like, I'm not doing that at your job.
And you don't see somebody else poking their head in and be like, listen, calm down. And then you being like, shut up, you're a woman, or you don't have a right to have an opinion about this. You're not involved in this conversation.
God.
Yeah, and like, and then I, you know, and then more people jumped in on it too. Like, you wouldn't appreciate that. Although I do think some of these people who bully actors and actresses do not actually work, so I can't bully them there. So,
well, there are like entire YouTube channels that are like, just about reading hate comments on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, well, not to poke the Star Wars bear,
to
extend it. And also, I don't want to extend it to, like, we're just talking about all Star Wars. So.
Yeah. I mean, this happened with the Marvel stuff, too. It's happened with the DC stuff. Some people were trying to bully Robert Pattinson out of playing Batman. Like, Edward from Twilight? No, he can't play Batman. And I'm like, this is
that one. This fan base I actually know quite a bit about, because I am a DC fan.
I like
Robert Pattinson. And honestly, those people that are bitching about, like, oh, Edward's playing Batman, clearly have not seen anything else Robert Pattinson has been in since Breaking Dawn Part 2. He is a phenomenal actor. Probably one of the best ones of our generation. Like, I have no doubt he's going to do well with this role.
I mean, what about Water for Elephants? That's a really good one by him.
So good.
It was all right. When I got the ending kind of got me a bit, but...
Like, if anyone's listening and they're a DC fan and they're all butthurt about Robert Pattinson playing Batman, I highly encourage you just go on YouTube and look up like compilations of Robert Pattinson's best acting moments. You don't even need to know what the plot is in the moments.
Just take his acting.
In those clips. Like, just take his acting. Like, he's so versatile. And that's something I've heard a lot. But, like, growing up as a DC fan, I really like Batman. And I'm going to sound really toxic for a second. I liked Batman before Batman was, it was cool to like Batman. You know what I mean? I grew up watching Adam West and Burt Ward every Saturday with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching Justice League growing up. And I remember even getting into high school and there were kids like I was in high school with that gave me a hard time for not watching DC movies or going to the theaters to see the DC movies. Like, my parents filtered a lot of what I watched, and that was some of the stuff I couldn't watch. And people gave me a hard time about not liking Heath Ledger. I know that's a very unpopular opinion, but I definitely think he was overhyped. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, not on the podcast. I just remember
people being really nasty. Yeah, but that's what I meant. But I just remember people being so nasty to me about what I liked about Batman. And even you can barely see behind me, but I actually have a painting of Batman and Superman behind my head. And people gave me a hard time about what?
I'm trying to zoom in on it, but I see it.
I will post a picture somewhere for a behind the scenes thing so yeah. People can refer to it. But I specifically painting that, people were like, oh, you like Batman? I'd be like, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, what have you seen? What have you read? What comics have you read? And at that point, I wasn't into comic books either. And I was like, oh, well, I grew up watching him, like, with my dad. And they're like, you only like him because of Adam West. And it was so stupid and ridiculous. It's like, why can't we all like Batman for different reasons?
There are so many Puritans in these fandoms.
There is.
It's amazing.
It's like, if you don't know every single detail about one of these things, these fans eat you alive. Not even just with DC, but like in general. Like
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty has a lot of that, where it's like, if you're not intelligent enough to understand these jokes. And then me, I'm like, I got that. It's a butt joke.
Yeah.
I love Rick and Morty. I really do. But I'm not one of those people that's be like, why the fuck aren't you watching it? If somebody asks me about it, I'll highly recommend it. It's a great show.
I think me and India, we talked about it. And I'm like, oh, do you watch like Rick and Morty? She's like, I really don't do adult cartoons. Like, the only one she really messes with is the Boondocks and I think Futurama part of the time.
And that's fine.
That's fine. Because, like, I like these shows, but I'm not going to be like, oh, how have you seen it? Like, I'll ask, like, oh, why haven't you seen it? You know? But, like, these people are, like, so into their way, especially with the Batman. I remember when Ben Affleck got casted and I knew he was going to do good with this older, grittier Batman for Zack Snyder's cut. And all that, and I'm like, that's the guy Zack Snyder needs for Batman. Why, that's the type of actor you want to get. And these people are like, oh my god, he's gonna have a Boston accent, he's gonna sound like he smoked like 100 packs of cigarettes a day. And I'm like, but then I'm over here in the corner by myself, I'm like, I don't think Christian Bale was as good of a Batman as people claim him to be. What I've noticed is that the people who are super toxic, like, ride Christian Bale's cock on, like, Batman.
Yes.
Do you see the connection? And they're like, Heath Ledger is like the best Joker ever. But then Joaquin Phoenix went and did the Joker movie, and I'm like, nah, that's
people gave Joaquin Phoenix shit. No matter what we're going to do, anytime there's a recast or a reboot of any of these things, people are like,
or even just a spinoff. The Joker movie that came out with Joaquin Phoenix, like it's teased as like an independent thing, but now they're saying Joaquin Phoenix enjoyed the role so much he might come back and do more. But that's a whole DC episode. I remember the one Universal guy we shat on is Jared Leto being president of Joker, and I'm like, you might as well go for Michael Cera as well. I mean, just
Michael Cera, yeah.
Michael Cera.
Finally, all that fizzled out after Suicide Squad, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he in the Snyder Cut?
Yeah, so he is.
Yeah, and people repitched a fit about that, but he looked so different. And I think they gave it a different spin on him this time. I haven't had time
to, one, find a free trial of HBO Max, two, sit down and watch like a 4-hour movie. Like that's not happening anytime soon.
I did Oh yeah, I did it, and that was a slog, but it was a good movie. And you know, pivoting to just the Snyder Cut and DC in general, just like the people around Snyder and how they like pitch him as like this savior for like superhero movies against like these weak Marvel movies who are quote unquote woke and all that other crap. Like, okay, Scott Snyder created 300, and now you have basically a hard on for him. Okay,
yeah, like these guys, like they literally shit on you for not knowing something or having a different opinion, but then immediately start writing dicks when it's like their favorite thing.
And the funniest thing is with one of these guys, there's this YouTuber called Geeks and Gamers that's very infamous for like, you know, pushing all this stuff, calling Brie Larson like a bunch of sexist stuff, like et cetera. And he was actually on this live stream, like, you know, preparing for like the Snyder Cut. He was so hyped, he backed Snyder so much. And then when Zack Snyder joined that call after Geeks and Gamers left, Snyder disavowed him. like, no, we don't want anything to do with this guy. Please, we are not like that.
Yeah, like,
good for him. Honestly, good for
Zack Snyder. Him. Will take a stand if that means like there's a reason the Zack Snyder cut got released at all. It's because of, like, people were like, no, we want to see his vision and his ideas for the DCEU. But there's all these toxic fans, because like there's a lot of these people who just bully people. Like, these are people just trying to live their lives. Their professions happen to be acting. Can you imagine if all the actors and actresses and everybody just fucking quit because people just didn't appreciate any of the shit that they were doing, even though it was really good? Then you wouldn't have anything. Then you wouldn't have anything to bitch about.
As somebody who was an actor for a while, not that I've done anything on any kind of large scale, but no matter what you do, somebody's always going to criticize it or have a problem with whatever it is that you're doing. So it's, can't take it all seriously.
No, like, you, anything you watch, you have to take with a grain of salt. Anything, it doesn't matter if it's like maybe TV, I can, movies or theater. Like, you just have to like allow yourself to, you know, take a step away and just develop yourself in what's going on.
Maybe I can only say, maybe, well, actually, maybe you and I can only say that because, again, we haven't had this experience on a large scale by any means. But then think about the guy that's playing new Captain America. What's his name?
Wyatt Russell.
Wyatt Russell. Like, he's getting thousands upon thousands of comments and messages and tweets about him. So I don't know. Maybe it's a little insensitive or ignorant for us to be saying this as compared to him. No, Chrissy Teigen was just bullied off of Twitter. The queen of Twitter.
Yeah.
Although I will say that she didn't always help herself.
Oh, she didn't.
No, I felt weird. I'm like, she shouldn't be leaving because she's being bullied. But there's some days she didn't help herself. But we shouldn't be bullying people off social media. Like, the only time you should be kicked off social media is when you, I don't know, cause an insurrection.
Yeah.
You trying to call somebody else,
no,
Zachary?
No. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
So we are poking the conservative bear.
Shh, don't say it out loud. I'm trying to see if they're paying attention. But, you know, like, I've dealt with this in a very small scale before. When we did stuff in college, I mean, like, Game of Dorms is when people were like poking at it. I mean, there's a difference between constructive criticism and then just, you know, being toxic. Because there were some people that, like, a lot of people watch Game of Dorms, which is something, you know, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. You can Google it. It's part of WTOP10's YouTube page. You can find it. There's a whole playlist there. But people, when it first came out, like, this thing got hundreds of views on a college campus with thousands of students. It did really well. It didn't do as well as, like, some of the other out-of-studio stuff, but it did very well. Like, it was a very solid 2 or 3 for people. But once in a while, I would get someone who's, like, really reading into it, and I'm like, nah, that's not what's going on. Like, this is, and, like, I would just explain, like, you know, I'm trying to go this direction with this character and stuff like that. People would, like, message me. And they would get super defensive. It's like, well, that's not what your art is saying. And I'm like, but I just told you what it just said and where it's going. Because
The
that's a
one that wrote
projected
it.
arc. I literally wrote this. Like it has me and my brother on for credits and stuff, but like I just ran ideas by him and he's like, yeah, that's cool. But like people try to tell me what my work was, and I'm like, no, that's not what's going on
It's
there.
not what's happening at all.
And then it didn't happen as much with acting out because like people just like respected it. Like
I think that was mostly because we didn't have a continuous storyline. Like we had
that
one that
helped.
had a sequel, but we had
Not
multiple.
fully. Not f we had like one continuous storyline, but that was mostly through personalities.
It's Dr.
fair.
Joseph Baker. But like acting out didn't have that. I mean, I get critiques and stuff. It's like, oh, you should have wrote this better. And I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. But I didn't have that issue with
Right.
acting out. Like I had that issue a lot more with Game of Dorm. So on a very small scale, I kind of get where like people get very toxic, and I'm like, and mind you, there was like both shows were well praised. I mean, I literally got into a frat party because the guys at the frat watched the show, and they're like, "Oh, come in, come in, come in," and I'm like, "All
That's pretty cool. I never
right."
knew that.
It's the one time something I made is let got me into anywhere. Everybody else is like, "What do you do?" "Oh, fuck off!" It's like, "Oh, you run Game of Thrones, come in, you come in, hey."
Get creepy messages from guys at Oswego saying that they've seen me on acting out.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever got was weird DMs on Instagram saying that I was cute and they loved watching me on the TV station.
Cool thing.
Thanks. I don't know who you are, but
I don't know who
thanks.
you are. Like,
You get me into a frat party like my friend Zach.
I. But that's on a very small scale. I kind of get when there's like toxic people. I'm like, what are you doing? So when, like when I see stuff like that happen, I mean, there's a difference between like someone being toxic and something deserving of their crap. Because I feel like with like I know people were this is where the Star Wars comes in, specifically The Last Jedi and then The Rise of Skywalker. Mike knows what I'm
Right.
talking about. Because you
Yeah.
basically have like a few different takes and they're all toxic. It doesn't matter. You have the one take where Rian Johnson ruined the Disney sequel and he gets shit on for that a lot. Like I know people personally like who shit on him every chance they get when it
Oh,
comes.
yeah.
Then you have the people that say J.J. Abrams ruined Star Wars, period. And then whenever you see J.J. Abrams, they shit on them immediately. And then there's this third take where people are like, well, Disney should have done that in the first place. And then they just go and shit on Disney. Like, unrelatedly. So, like, they'll see, like, Tangled or Frozen. They'll be like, oh my God, they're gonna ruin that too. And I'm like,
What?
Disney, that one doesn't make any sense. That's like Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians. They don't make any sense in some of this. They're just
Yeah,
there.
quit poking the conservative bear.
Well, this time I'm poking porcupines too.
See what you did there.
Well, I'm making an ass out of myself, so. See, I got all three. I got all three this time. Bingo is spelled with five letters, so we'll keep it going. But anyways, like Star Wars is super toxic. Like it's probably like the most toxic out of all of them. In terms of entertainment, they're the most toxic. We already stated that we're still gonna talk about Star Wars because we like Star Wars, but we're not like toxic like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're one of the oldest and one of the most like toxic filled.
Hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore. You call them hardcore, but what you really mean is like these people really have no life besides Star Wars. If Star Wars was like snapped off the face of the planet, they would have no personality. There would be nothing for them.
Exactly.
So the thing about like all this toxicity and stuff like that, like there's a balance. There's one thing where it's like there's a difference between telling the studio, "Hey, I don't like the way Sonic the Hedgehog looks. I'm not gonna watch this movie unless you fix it." That's one thing. Another thing is like, "Hey, I didn't like this actress because she did a thing that she was told to do through the script and the director. I'm gonna tell her to go kill herself."
Oh, God.
That's a difference. There's a difference. between, like I said, constructive criticism, where it's like Sonic looks like shit, versus, being a bully and being toxic, where it's like this actor is shit because they
I
did
don't
a
know,
thing
man.
I
We
didn't like.
bullied that company pretty hard until they
Oh
reanimated
yeah,
Sonic.
no, I think I averaged, I had like 3 tweets in that first day about like how bad Sonic looked.
That was bad.
It was really bad though. Like it deserves it. Like that's a difference. It's like that one deserved it.
That
Like
was different because we cared about that.
it. There's a difference is because we actually cared.
Everyone came together to be toxic about something.
Yeah.
Collectively, we bullied a
Collectively.
Hollywood studio into redesigning Sonic the Hedgehog because honestly, he looked like dog shit. And I don't know how they're like, yeah, this is what we're doing. Go with it.
Which is okay, because now we have a sequel and it's going to become
And look at
thing.
this. We might have
Trilogy.
like a Sonic cinematic universe because
Yeah, we are.
we're like, look, we'll support you. You just gotta make Sonic not look like he did meth on the way over here. We can't have the first scene. It's like, y'all got any more of that My God. There's a lot of toxic fan bases, though. Like, at least we're not talking about like Rule 34, because that would have been very bad. Because
Oh,
those
dead
people
ass.
are really toxic too. Not on top of that, they have to make it erotic as well, and it's just really bad.
Really focusing on movies and TV shows at this point.
Yeah, because I think that's where the anime fans are really bad too. Like, they're some of the worst, and there's a lot
And
of
they
them.
don't shower.
And they don't shout. That makes it worse. They
Comic
inflict
Con?
poison damage if you get too
Lower.
close. D&D fans
Don't
are
forget.
pretty bad too.
Oh, God, yeah.
They,
Like.
Can be, yeah.
because not only are they racist, they don't shower as well.
So smell bad.
Yeah, they get mad when they
Yeah.
see like a black character in a fantasy world. They're like, you're playing a black human, and it's like, yeah. And you're playing a giant elephant person, like
Like,
you're playing a minotaur that's also a bard, which makes no sense, but keep going. But critique the player who's playing a black human because they want to play a black human.
they're also heavily elitist,
They are
and
too.
they will heavily twist the game if they if they're like attracted to a person
Oh my God,
in the
yes.
game, and if they have like a loved one in the game, they'll like turn it incredibly powerful or railroad the campaign. Like
Oh yeah.
if people are having too much fun and they're trying to make it like, quote unquote, ultra cinematic, like the movies. I'm like, come
Yeah.
on, dude.
So like
If you want
what
a cinematic board game, just try get another one, basically. But most of them are free online.
Yeah,
Right.
but the thing is like there's a lot of toxicity. So when like Wizards of the Coast comes out, says, "Hey, we're gonna not make the orcs the bad guys because there's some racist undertones to them. We're gonna fix that going forward." Then the fans got mad. They're like, fans got mad because they're like, "Oh, we're not making orcs inherently bad guys anymore." And that like rubbed a lot of the fan base. Mind you, if you had to guess who was angry about that, I can guarantee you 99% of the time you're gonna hit the right demographic. A lot of straight white men were very angry that the orcs were no longer considered bad guys, or
Like default bad
like
guys. There's
default bad
so many
guys.
other possibilities in D&D. Like, just make another
Exactly.
bad guy.
Just make another
Because
bad guy.
orcs are considered good guys in some places too. Like,
Yeah.
my character in my D&D group was raised by orcs.
Yeah. So, like, orcs are not inherently bad, just like people are not inherently good. It's very weird. But, like, it's
Yeah.
not just them. Like, any fan base, you're going to find a percentage of them are toxic. Sports, too. Sports are absolutely nasty. Like,
Oh God,
just like.
it's not as bad here, but in Europe, my
Oh,
God.
Europe is nasty.
Oh, dude, it's bad here
Soccer?
too. I got talking to my friend earlier and he was listing off things that would be considered part of this episode, and he said the Buffalo Bills. And I was like,
Oh yeah,
Buffalo
there's
Bills.
now they
He
have
goes, yeah, like on average, they're the most like brutal fan base. Like you go to their stadium and
no.
you wear a different team's jersey, they make fun of you. They throw shit at you. They pour drinks on you. They're rude.
They're pretty aggressive.
I'm like, well, maybe we're only saying this because we're from this area and we see more of that. Like, I'm sure the people that are fans of Miami Dolphins that live in Miami feel that way. He goes, oh, no. Like, if you go look at the statistics, like, we toxic.
Yeah,
we shitty.
Buffalo Bills fans have the more assaults in the stadium per year than any other NFL stadium.
So, I think I know someone, a team more.
Although there is a very close second. So mind you, it's a really bad idea to throw a lot of.
There's the Bills, and then there's the damn Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers are bad.
Just the Yinzers in general. Pittsburgh Pirates, Pittsburgh Steelers.
The whole city of Pittsburgh Penguins. Has a very toxic. Sports fan base, like, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad too. Philly's really bad too. The whole state of Pennsylvania does not deserve sports at this point. You can't handle sports.
Philadelphia and Pittsburgh want to kill each other most of the time.
Exactly. It's always fun when you watch those two teams play, you know, because they try to kill each other. They bring shanks out onto the field too, just to bring it out, and the refs come supplied. They're like, do-do-do-do-do. I'll have a whole bag of weapons. So it's like, all right, boys, choose your pickings.
I want to bring up the music industry. I have particularly in mind. I'm going to poke a bear with this one.
I think we've already poked this bear, but you can go ahead anyways.
Well, I don't think so, but I think that one of the most toxic fan bases for a music artist is Taylor Swift fans.
No, we poked this at the Grammys episode,
especially. I thought you meant this particular episode, but yes.
Especially Kayla in India, because, like, there's a lot of, like black artists that do a lot of great work and stuff, and then they get sidelined for a very mediocre Taylor Swift album or single or record or whatever.
Go ahead.
And even The Weeknd got snubbed, and he had one of his best albums of all time. After Hours was one of his best albums. And it should have won record, like, album of the year. But granted, he didn't even get nominated for any of that stuff.
Right.
And his song Blinding Lights has not left the top 10 Billboard for over a year, which has never been done. Even by, like, OGs, by, like, Michael Jackson, Prince.
The Whitney one Houston. Before that was Post Malone's, what song was it?
I don't know, but Post Malone was close. He wasn't a full year. He was like a week or two short.
Yeah, but it was pretty damn close, though. Circles was up there for the longest time.
Even every fan base just has toxic fans. Like, Taylor Swift has some really toxic ones, but not the Kanye fans are, like, Kanye fans are in civil war right now, so that's kind of an issue over there. I mean
we can add, like, the whole Kanye thing to that, although I think that's justified. Kanye is a douchebag, but we can talk about that later. But, like, with Taylor Swift, she's been around for almost 15 years now, and they've always been, like, passionate diehard fans. Mm-hmm. Something that we know as we grew up with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us. So we remember, like, when she first became famous, and something that she is unfortunately known for is that her relationships were very public as a teenager and a young woman. She grew up in the spotlight, and she dated.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about them on her album. So we get a lot of songs and criticism about who she's dated, and those men, regardless of what happened in the relationship or how it went, still get so much shit. A prime example right now, which I noticed on TikTok, John Mayer. John Mayer is his own douchebag in some ways, but I'm just gonna say right now, just my opinion, John Mayer is one of the greatest musicians of our generation, wonderful guitar player. But they dated right in the beginning of her career, and there was a huge age gap there, which is a problem in itself. But, like, this was a long time ago. They're fine now. There's footage of them interacting since they broke up when she was younger. And he made a TikTok, and people were blowing up his comments. Like, Swifties, that's what they're called, right? But Swifties were just in there, like, talking about the lyrics of the song she wrote, Dear John, about him. It's a good song. It's a banger. I'll admit it. But it's like, guys, that was 10 years ago. You don't need to hop onto his TikTok just to give him shit. It's just stuff like that. And
yeah,
they threaten the people she's dated, people that she doesn't get along with anymore. What I think of Taylor Swift is that She's like the preppy popular girl in a high school. Like if you put Hollywood and music industry in a high school kind of scenario, she's the
I see
Regina
that.
George.
Yeah.
She's got her clique and the squad, people call it. And if there ends up being a problem, they get shit for it. Demi Lovato was very good friends with Selena Gomez with the whole time they grew up on Barney and Disney Channel, but now Selena's very good friends with Taylor, and that was right in the spotlight as well. And people gave Demi Lovato shit for being questioned by the paparazzi. Demi, how's Selena? And she went, ask Taylor, which I love Demi Lovato. She's such a savage. But like people gave her shit for that and not wanting anything to do with Taylor. It's like, how dare you not want to be friends with Taylor Swift? How dare you say something obnoxious about her to the
Yeah.
paparazzi as you're walking by? She was a 17-year-old girl. She was having girlfriend problems. Like who didn't at 16?
Yeah,
But
like
they're Taylor Swift fans, like just to sum it up, Taylor Swift fans are absolutely brutal for no damn reason. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
Like they'll
'cause
send these celebrities for their own personal life choices, and it's unnecessary.
I think it was last year I got into like beef. I always find manage to get into beef on Twitter on my personal account. I always find it. Never go asking for it. I put the weird thing about Twitter is like you can have Twitter beef all of a sudden because the wrong person sees your tweet and then they're like, "Oh, well, you're a piece of shit." And it's like, I'm like, dude, I'm providing a valid point with a source. But anyways, because like I said something about Taylor Swift because there was a thing trending about Taylor Swift and like some of the past things she's done, and I'm like, people were praising Taylor Swift as like this, like this was during the Black Lives Matter protest last year, where it's like Taylor Swift is a hero for black people, and I'm like, shut up. She's just like she's not even doing the bare minimum to even be considered a white ally or anything. And I had a whole bunch of Swifties accounts come after me because they're like, Taylor Swift has done more for the black community than you have, and I'm like, oh, time out here,
No,
time out.
she
No, she hasn't.
hasn't.
No, she hasn't. Because she refused to comment on the Black Lives Matter protests and stuff like that at the time, and then and they're like, she's done more than you, and I'm like, dude, didn't she get in trouble for Shake It Up because she was appropriating black dances in that one part where that hip hop part, and it happened to be all black women, and that's the only time you saw a black woman in that whole song, music video. Am I wrong? That was a controversy. I didn't
I'm
think
pretty
that
sure it
up.
was.
That was so long
I
ago.
vaguely remember this,
It's when
but
it first
I'll
came
probably have
out.
to do some Googling after this.
Yeah, because there was I remember reading a LA Times article about it, like the outcry and stuff like that. So I'm like, for me, I'm like, you're trying to tell me Taylor Swift, who's absolutely done nothing as far as I know publicly, to my knowledge as well, for the black community, but then you come here and tell me that I'm like literally, I think one of them said I was just being racist because I said Taylor Swift was not a black hero icon, and I'm like, because she's not. Literally,
She's
Beyoncé has
not.
done more. Beyoncé has done a lot for the black community, especially in the music industry and for black women and stuff like that. Like, that's a person you should go be praising for all the, for all what's going on. But then
Exactly.
they just kept coming. Like, it was just coming and coming and coming. It got to a point where like I was just blocking accounts. I'm like, you know what? Get out of here. I guess to kind of conclude this episode, it's like, so what? Who cares? They're just trolls. So what? But literally, like I've seen shows, smaller shows, where it's like fans were being toxic, and they're like, you know what? If you keep it up, we're just not gonna make shit anymore. Can you imagine if the entire entertainment industry, and that includes everything, like movies, TV shows, music, and all that, they're like, you know what? We're not fucking doing this. You guys can figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
That would be
Live to see
fun.
the day.
It's never gonna happen, but like, just imagine one day they're like, you know what? We've had enough. You guys are toxic. We're taking out all of our shit. We're not putting out anymore. Too bad. So sad. And they do it for like a week. You
Ooh.
know, you like everything's decimated and everything. Like, or because I've seen like fan pages get taken down because like, especially on Reddit. Like Reddit and Facebook has taken on a lot of these toxic pages because you get like these far right and Nazis infiltrating these fan bases too.
Yeah.
But like some of them are just so much of a bully. So like I There was one really infamous Reddit page a long time ago. I can't remember who it was for, but it got shut down because they would go and like bully and then dox people.
Oof.
But they were a fan of like some wrestler. I can't remember who. Maybe it was a wrestler, or maybe it
Wrestling.
was an athlete or somebody. It was a super toxic fan base that was like going around bullying people. It would be unrelated too. So I remember there was an actor. I'm trying to think. This is a while back too. I think there was an actor that was kicked off a show. It wasn't a very big show in the first place. They got kicked off because like they encourage fans to go and bully people. So like some of them are trolls, but like if these are genuine people just going around bullying other people, then like what the fuck is going on? Like, because this could ruin shows for people. Like, because I know with the Star Wars stuff, it like it ruins, like if you meet a very toxic fan, you're not gonna want to go watch that now, even though you may actually genuinely like it and enjoy it. If you meet someone that like gives you shit for not watching it and stuff, it's like you don't want to go watch it.
Yeah.
That's just the thing. It's like, because like I've met people, especially like within anime and stuff, I've met so many toxic people that I'm like, you know what? I don't want to watch any of this stuff.
I think that's kind of why I haven't got on my way to watch Star Wars, because it's like people are like shoving it down my throat so much. I'm like, no, thanks.
No, Star Trek too. It's Star Trek for me. They're like, oh, you haven't seen Star Trek? Why haven't you seen Star Trek? I'm like, because I had no reason to watch it before, and now you just gave me another one not to watch it.
It's good. I recommend it. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna bully you into watching it. I'm
She's
just.
bullying me. Mike, you see this?
Oh my God.
It's just I don't have any like people would give me flack. They're like why haven't you seen this? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, not to mention there's 10,000 other things I need to watch before I go watch Star Trek. Like, I still need to finish Letterkenny. That's a show that I've Letterkenny has a very unproblematic fan base. Nobody's toxic. They're like, you're like, have you watched Letterkenny? It's like, no. And it's like, okay.
I don't know, because I, not to like call you out on your own show, Zach, but I vividly remember being in a meeting room talking about our show in college, and we brought up Letterkenny, and I was like, what's that? And you went, oh,
I thought,
somebody pull up right now.
but we did
You
watch that first episode.
gave me quite a hard time for not watching Letterkenny. So I'm
Maybe I
exposing
well,
you.
that's just Zach being Zach.
I'm also
Okay,
very.
we're gonna cancel Zach Haynes starting now.
Mike, you're not jumping in. Remember who's getting you to webcam, Mike.
The fans are
I,
getting
we
me to
don't even we
webcam.
don't
Yes,
even
but I have to buy it
That's
for
true,
you.
that's true.
But I have to buy it for you, so think very hard about this.
Michael?
Yes.
Michael?
Mike.
Montana?
Mike.
What?
See, we didn't do a mic check. You want to know why? Because I
We're
respect you, Mike.
doing it now.
See, I wouldn't do that to you. Mike, come over here. But
You did that last episode.
I didn't do it this time. It doesn't count. She started it.
Him.
But she, see, on my screen,
Zach.
it's wrong.
Your screen it's wrong because I'm on your
And I
right.
point the other way. Just do
Oh.
it. Just do it, please. There you go.
Okay, there we
There we
go.
Oh, that's
See?
right, because the viewers can see your screen. Yeah.
Anyways, we're just being toxic right now, but like, I was energetic about Letterkenny. I still am. I just haven't finished it. I haven't had time. I'm energetic. There's a difference between being enthusiastic, be like, oh, you should definitely check it out, versus like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't watched it. You're a scumbag for not watching this.
I have witnesses.
Sure. But like, the point I was trying to make is like, some people are so toxic, like really toxic about it, like that it makes me not want to watch the shows. Like, there's been at least a few shows that have been casualties, especially when it comes to like The Office or Parks and Recs or 30 Rock and stuff like that. Like, immediately I'm like, nope, Like, I thought The Office was good. I thought it was okay towards the end, but like I didn't think it was anything to really like get super hyped about.
Yeah, it's nothing to write home.
Literally it's like what, 9 seasons of like people working in an office. It's not that exciting after like the fourth season. At that point you're like, eh, this
No, they
is
don't do a whole lot of work there.
they for a place that sells paper, they do an awful lot of fucking all around.
They really do.
First of all, who would green light a documentary about a paper company?
Thinking too much into it.
Yeah, but that's just me. Like Parks and Recs is like Parks and Recs is not that even more interesting. 30 Rock is not even interesting in the slightest, even though Tina Fey is a comedic genius, but people are like, woman can't be funny. I'm like, yes, they can. Tina
But Tina
Fey.
Fey.
But Tina Fey. That's one example out of many women in the industry who are genuinely funny. Amy Schumer's not one of them, but we can talk about that on another point.
Need a whole other episode to talk about
We
Amy
have a lot of
Schumer.
episodes planned.
Oh, Lord.
This whole summer is going to be like, here's what we like, here's what we don't like.
Fuck Amy Schumer.
Fuck Amy Schumer. She stole all of her jokes, 98% of them. I had this really bad joke. I had this joke where white people are like, oh, women shouldn't do comedy. They're not funny. Or they're like, well, Amy Schumer's not funny at all. I'm like, well, it's really hard to be funny when you steal somebody else's punchline.
Yeah.
You steal the good ones.
Yeah. She stole really good jokes from other women comedians. So, but anyways, I don't know where we're going, but we're going to end it. Toxic fan bases.
Let's quit while we're ahead, I think.
I
Are we
think.
ahead?
I think the way to kind of wrap it up is like, if you want to genuinely watch something, do not let a toxic fan base ruin it for you. But you know, that's just it. Enjoy the things that you enjoy. Don't let anybody give you crap. Because it's even worse when someone's like,
Asshole to other people.
I hate it when like people who watch Marvel are like, oh, you watch DC? Oh, that's not even as good. I'm like, shut up. Shut
Like
up.
what I
Let's just
like.
enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. I'm like, you like DC, I like Marvel. It's like, you like peaches, I like apples. It's
We
like,
can coexist.
we can coexist. There's things we can coexist about. You know, we can live in peace. Literally, Avatar: The Last Airbender. Everybody was fine until the Fire Nation attacked because they couldn't mind their own fucking P's and Q's.
Exactly.
They couldn't mind their P's and Q's. Guess what? They ended up getting their ass kicked in the end. So keep that in mind, you toxic fans listening all the way to the end. Anyways, that's going to be today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, watching. Follow us on social media. Once again, plugging that in. Got to get Mike the webcam. Should we get a hashtag for this? Hashtag Mike to 100. I don't know.
Like
Some
two a hundred.
Mike to 100. Mike to 100, hashtag that shit. So that way, if every social media account gets up to 100 followers each, so we're talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, if all four of those get to 100 a piece, Mike gets a webcam. And Mike gets to pick out the webcam too. I just have to buy it.
Wow, this is
More
getting better and better.
details, more details. I'm not gonna do anything crazy. Like, I'm not gonna like have Elon Musk like fly the thing to Mike's house. Like, I will just send it to Mike. Maybe I'll have it gift wrapped.
Wow.
Ooh, Mike, I hope you like Minnie Mouse wrapping paper.
Aww, that's sweet.
Because that's all I got in the house. Anyways.
All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, we need to go. We need to leave. All right, say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See, if I just start moving it like I'm moving airplanes, like I'm conducting them. Yeah, this is what's happening.